Hi, Rose. What's on your mind?
Hi. I have this non-healing wound on the inside of one of my fingers up near the knuckle. What concerns me is all the fact that it doesn't seem to want to heal. I've had it probably like for a week. But also that when I got it, I had no idea that I got it. I have no idea what caused it. But unlike most wounds you get which bleeds or whatever, this thing just weeps. And it's been weeping for a week. And I'm wondering if I got into some toxic substance or something that would cause you to have that kind of a wound. I mean, it's very shallow, but it just weeps. It's about a quarter inch, I'd say, diameter.
Have you had it looked at by a doctor, ma'am?
No.
Well, might be wise, because this also could be an infection. Yes, it could be something toxic, but it also could be a low-grade infection that just doesn't want to leave you alone. And it's probably wisest to get it looked at. Let's see.
It's barely red. I mean, it's not.
I hear you.
You're swollen or, you know.
I hear you, but there are low-grade infections that can do this to a person. So I'd be sort of wanting to look at something like that before I recommended anything. Now, there's another thing you can think about, though, ma'am. Just in case it's a low-grade infection, and I'm not saying it is for sure. I'm saying a doctor needs to look at it. But just in case it is, there's this stuff out there called potassium iodide, and that kills every germ there is, virus, bacteria, whatever, and comes in a dropper bottle. And with a little lesion like that, you put on one drop, and, oh, it's going to sting. When my mom put iodine on my scratches, it always stung me when I was a little kid. But it does sting.
I remember iodine and methylate.
There you go. Well, the iodide is the real thing. It belongs in the human body, and the methylate doesn't. And if you really want to be certain, you just rub it in for a little bit, a few days, and if the thing starts to subside, then you probably did have an infectious agent. But again, you ought to look at it, have a doc look at it if it keeps on and on, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I just, because of it was so peculiar, I was, you know, kind of concerned about it. So if it's just like an ordinary strange wound that doesn't bleed, that's a good thing to put on it?
Well, yeah, again, that potassium iodide, it clears up just about any infection. And if we want to make sure it goes into the tissues, we just rub a few drops of DMSO over that, and whoosh, it goes right into the tissues. I've worked with people who've been taking antibiotics for weeks and trying to clear up an infection somewhere in the tissues, and it didn't clear up. But it was close enough to the surface, so they put on potassium iodide, put on some DMSO, and that killed it.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for the information.
You're welcome, ma'am. I hope it's pertinent to this, but I'd like to look at it before I can say.